Of course, Jimmy, you know what you're doing. But I certainly can't understand why you want to adopt a chicken for a mascot.
What's the matter with this chicken? It's a good chicken.
I know it's a good chicken, Jimmy, but...
Didn't it lay an egg for us?
Certainly. But where did it lay the egg?
It laid the egg right in our car. And that's what I call service.
Yeah. It laid the egg in a car, yeah. And right on Elizabeth's picture.
I think Jerry is going to be lucky to us.
I ain't so sure about that, Jimmy.
Certainly she's going to be lucky. I'm going to teach her to do tricks.
Oh, Jimmy, how can you teach a chicken to do tricks?
Well, you can teach dogs and horses to do tricks. Why can't you teach a chicken to do tricks?
Yeah, I suppose she'll be having her bark like a dog or something.
No, she can't do that. But we can teach her to crow in the morning. Well, look, we can use her for an alarm clock to get us up.
Listen, Jimmy, chickens by the name of Geraldine don't crow. They cackle.
All right, then they cackle. Certainly a good cackle once in a while ain't going to hurt nobody. Besides, it'll help to keep us wild awake.
What did you say?
I said when we decided to appoint you the custodian of Jerry.
All right, then I quit.
Now you see what you've done, Jimmy? He nearly left us before, you know.
Hey, Oswald, now wait a minute. I was only kidding.
All right, but remember, I'm the chauffeur, and I'm not going to play nurse to Geraldine or any other chickens.
You see, Jimmy, if that chicken brings us any luck at all, it's going to be bad luck.
Oh, all right. I'll take care of Jerry myself. But you'll be sorry. Wait till the first morning Jerry lays an egg in the car for my breakfast. You'll be sorry.
Yeah. Maybe you can train her to lay a cup of coffee, too.
All right.
Oh, well, gee, Jimmy, you ain't sore, are you, Jimmy?
No, I ain't sore.
Well, what are you thinking about?
Nothing.
Gee, for a guy that ain't thinking of nothing, you're certainly awful quiet.
Do I have to talk all the time? Can I be quiet once in a while?
Well, sure, Jimmy, but when you ain't talking, well... Gee, I think you're sick or something.
Uh-huh. Is that a hint?
No, it ain't a hint, Jimmy, no. It
certainly sounded like a hint to me.
Hey, that's the Chicago and Alton Railroad running alongside the road there.
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy, they call this Highway 66 the Main Street of America.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, Jimmy, come on. Snap out of it.
Look, if a guy can't have a pet, if a guy can't take along a nice, harmless little chicken like Jerry here without you two guys crabbing all the time, what then?
Oh, listen, Jimmy, too, if you feel that way about it...
That's the way I feel about it. Jerry's an elegant chicken, and she'll bring us a lot of good luck.
Well, all right, take her along. Take her to bed with you if you want to. See if I care.
You watch, Robbie. Jerry's going to bring us luck.
Well, I hope so.
Here we are coming into Bloomington, Illinois.
Yeah? How far is from here to St. Louis?
It's 140 miles. It says so on the road map.
I think we ought to go on to St. Louis.
Now, what's all the rush to get to St. Louis?
I got an uncle there, Uncle Jake.
Uncle Jake?
Yeah, Uncle Jake.
I never heard you speaking of Uncle Jake.
Well, I ain't seen him since I was a kid. He's a rich guy.
Yeah, well, maybe we could sell him a flock of tire pullers or something.
Yeah, he can use them for coiling irons, like old man Frost said.
Gee, Jimmy, it's good to hear you laugh again.
Huh? Was I laughing?
Well, I think so.
Say, fellas, I think we ought to stay in Bloomington long enough to see the town and...
Don't say it. I know exactly what you're going to say.
Well, what was I intending to say?
I was going to say stop here long enough to see the town and get something to eat.
Well, I was thinking something like that.
You're always thinking about your stomach.
He's a growing boy, Jimmy. He's a growing boy.
He don't have to grow so fast he eats up all our bankroll, does he?
I earn my way, don't I?
Not half as much as this chicken does. She lays eggs.
Well, I can't do that.
Never mind, Jimmy. Oswald's appetite is more important to him than the chicken.
All right, so what?
So this is East Monroe Street we're on, according to the book here.
Bloomington is a nice-looking town, ain't it?
It certainly is.
It certainly is.
This is a college town.
Is it? What colleges are here?
Well, there's Illinois Wesleyan University and the Illinois State Normal University.
It says in the book that it was in this town that Abraham Lincoln delivered his famous lost speech.
You mean the president, the Civil War president?
Yeah.
I didn't know he lost the speech.
Oh, he didn't lose his speech, Jimmy. He delivered the speech. He...
Didn't you just say...
Oh,
that
look,
it was in
will
a...
you listen. I said he delivered the lost speech. Delivered it. There's a tablet around here. Somewhere to prove it.
You just told
look,
me
look,
that...
look, Jimmy, please. The speech was lost afterwards, see? After Mr. Lincoln made it. Somebody swiped it or something.
Well, it certainly must have been a mean guy to go around swiping president's speeches.
It certainly must have.
It certainly must have.
Wait a minute, Ozzo. Here's a nice place to park. Where are we?
Oh, there's a lot of places. The Village Inn, the Red Wing, the Green Mill, the Federal...
Look. He's in the town 5 minutes and he knows a half a dozen places to eat. I'll bet he don't know one place where he could work.
Oh, come on, Jimmy. Lay off, Oswald.
All right. Come on, Jerry.
Wait a minute. What are you going to do with Geraldine?
I'm going to take her with me. What do you suppose?
Not with me, you ain't.
What do you mean?
I mean, I ain't going to walk through the streets of Bloomington, Illinois, or any other place with a guy carrying no chicken in his arms.
What's the matter with that? I'll leave it to Oswald. Oswald, what's the matter with that now?
Well, nothing as long as you were carrying it.
Well, nevertheless, I ain't going to walk with you.
Listen, Robbie, these guys in Bloomington know all about carrying a chicken in their arm. Besides, I've seen you do it lots of times.
Well, you never did. You certainly never did.
Well, I certainly did. Only your name wasn't Geraldine. It was Elizabeth.
cut that stuff now. Just the same, if you walk with Geraldine, you walk alone.
All right. Then I'll stay right here. I'll stay in the car.
Oh, listen, Jimmy. Can't you leave the chicken in a car? Maybe it'll lay an egg while we're gone.
Me leave Geraldine alone in this car? What do you think I am? You want somebody to come along and swipe her, maybe?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
What's that?
Oh, come on, Jimmy. Will you? We're wasting time.
Where I go, Geraldine goes.
All right, but let's go.
Well, come on then, Jimmy. But remember, I warned you.
Listen, Robbie. Everything's going to be all right. Jerry's just like a rabbit's foot. She's going to be good luck. Ain't you, Jerry? You see? She says she's going to be good luck.
Well, I hope she knows what she's talking about.
There's the Village Inn restaurant.
Where?
Right across the street.
I don't see no restaurant.
Don't you see it? Right over there, next to that china shop.
You know, china shop? Oh, you mean a place with all the dishes and glassware in the window?
Yeah, right next to that.
Well, let's go before Oswald faints from hunger.
We better not cross in the middle of the street.
Oh, it's all right. Come on.
Be quiet, Jerry. Will you be quiet?
Hey, Jimmy, look out for that car. Jimmy, look out.
There goes Jerry. Catch her, Oswald.
Hey, she's heading for that china shop.
Hey, look out for that car.
Oh, she went right in the shop. Oh, look. Look,
come on,
she knocked
come on.
Over a set of dishes.
Oh, and here comes the boss.
Yeah, I think I'll go.
You stay right here. We need you.
Hey, what's going on here? What's going on?
Jerry, the chicken knocked over a set of those dishes.
Oh, Himmel. And that's one of the finest sets what I have in the store.
Well, you see, Mr. Automobile Horn just scared her and...
And she smashed one of my best sets of dishes.
Well, you see, mister, we
Who owns the chicken?
I do, mister.
Well, that set of dishes will cost you exactly $37.50.
For one set of dishes?
For one set, and it's good your chicken didn't break two sets.
So Geraldine was going to bring you luck, huh?
37. Well, Robbie, it was an accident.
Mm-hmm. She's just like a rabbit's foot, huh?
Well, Robbie, you look...
37 bucks and a half, and our whole bankroll is only 40.